This goes to Brian the Waites, THWAITES, PAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, Schaefer, S-H-A-F-F, like Frank, E-R, date of birth 4/8/1951. Dear Brian, this is a consultation for Mrs. Schaefer, who was sent for evaluation of transiently elevated creatinine levels and microalbuminuria. She does have a long history of type 2 diabetes with fair control. Usually the most recent A1C was actually under 7. Also hypertension. She does have known fatty liver disease and tells me that she sees a gastroenterologist annually. When we review her MediList, we note that she's been on Celebrex for at least as long as it's been out, at least 20 years, she believes. And she's tried several times to wean off, but she has severe costochondritis, which will come back when she weans herself off the Celebrex. And therefore, she has been unable to do that. But she isn't working anymore either, so she thinks that it's possible she'll be able to try to wean off that again, or at least cut down and not use it every single day. She understands also that Prilosec can cause some people to have kidney issues. She asked if she should wean off that. We advised her to do one thing at a time, not to try to do both at the same time. And we weren't concerned at all about the Prilosec at this point. The patient denies headaches or dizziness, no history of TIA or CVA. She has seen a cardiologist in the past. She believes that has been for an irregular heartbeat, but not atrial fibrillation to her knowledge. She does not have any shortness of breath or cough, no wheezing, no recent illnesses. She does have reflux esophagitis. That's why she takes the Prilosec. She has seasonal allergies, which tend to be present all year long. Also degenerative joint disease and sometimes blurred vision secondary to having glaucoma. No edema and no decreased sensation in her extremities. No recent falls. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, allergic rhinitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anxiety, fatty liver disease, and recurrent costochondritis. Past surgical history, she's had 3 cesarean sections. She had tonsillectomy as a child. She had a total abdominal hysterectomy, also an appendectomy, colonoscopy, and breast biopsy for benign mass. Social history, the patient quit smoking cigarettes in 2009. She previously worked in a school but is now retired, and she is a widow. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, diabetes, thyroid disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is allergic to ACE inhibitors. They cause a dry cough. Name brand Lipitor caused diarrhea, but she's able to use generic atorvastatin. Diavan caused a rash. Adhesive tape caused a rash. Nystatin caused a rash. Medications, multivitamin for 50 and above, one daily, Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for the last 20 years, Janumet, 50/1000, 2 daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Prilosec, 20 milligram daily, it's atorvastatin, 20 milligram daily, Celexa, 20 milligram daily, Losartan, 100 milligram daily, Coreg, 6.25 milligram twice a day, Glipizide 5 milligram, 1.5 tablets twice a day. Zyrtec 10 milligram daily. Synthroid 100 microgram daily. Calcium with vitamin D, 1 daily. Eye drops for glaucoma twice a day. And aspirin cream as needed topically. Physical examination, height is 62 inches, weight 216 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 78. Pulse is 64. Oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension or carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with end expiratory wheezes bilaterally and a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, there's no edema. Fetal pulses are 2+, brisk capillary refill, and sensation and motion are intact in feet, toes, and lower extremities. Labs and lab studies, most recent labs were done September 27th of 2022. Creatinine was 0.98. with estimated GFR of 59, sodium 134, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 26, calcium is 9.7, albumin 4.2, hemoglobin A1C is 6.9, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 181, June 22nd of 22, creatinine 0.92, sodium low at 132, normal calcium, normal albumin. Estimated GFR was 64. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio 126. March 21st, 2021, creatinine is 1.03. GFR is 56. Hemoglobin A1C 7.2 and microalbumin to creatinine ratio 111. 12/21 of 21, creatinine is at 0.92, GFR greater than 60, electrolytes normal, calcium 9.8, albumin 4.2, hemoglobin A1C was 7.3, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 57. 10/29 of 21, creatinine is 1.01 with GFR 58, 11/30/2020. Creatinine 0.94, estimated GFR greater than 60. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 19, which is normal. 8/31/2020, creatinine 0.98, estimated GFR is 60. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio 189. Assessment and plan. Microalbuminuria, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy, but also may be secondary to prolonged use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And when you use that concomitantly with Losartan, those two can interact also. Although she has been doing this for many years, we have encouraged her to try to slowly wean herself off Celebrex. To try using one every other day for 2 to 3 weeks. If that seems to manage her pain, then she could try one day on, 2 days off for another 2 weeks. At that point, she may be able to completely stop. But if she finds that the costochondritis returns or the pain is significantly worse, of course she's going to resume the Celebrex and then talk with you about other alternatives if possible. We've asked her to continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. We gave her an order that she can take to Sheridan Lab. We also sent the order over to the lab. She should continue to follow her low-salt diabetic diet, and we'll have a follow-up visit with her in this office in the next 12 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.